الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في الخلق والأمر ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وعلى أصحاب سيدنا محمد في كل لمحة ونفس عدد ما وسعه علم الله. أما بعد، we begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thanking Him and at the same time knowing the limitation and shortcoming of our praise and thankfulness. That in reality we cannot praise Allah Azza wa Jal or thank Him as He deserves to be thanked and praised and worshipped. But the worst matter is that we even do not thank and praise as much as we can or according to best of our ability. We even fall short of that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this, indicated toward this waqal in the Quran by saying, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ, that few of my servants are thankful. And when thankfulness here is meant, it is not meant according to how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves to be thanked, but rather it's mentioned that people even do not thank and pay gratitude and worship Allah azza wa jal according to the abilities they have already. But still one should do as much as one can, and at the same time realizing the limitation and shortcoming in that. So we thank Him for the blessings which we know of and for the blessings which we do not know, especially that He has enabled us and facilitated us to get up in the last part of the night regarding which a hadith found in Sahih Muslim, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the nearest meaning that the best of the fasts after month of Ramadan are the fasts of Muharram, which is the month we are passing, and the best of the prayer after the fard prayer is the prayer of night, the prayer of tahajjud. So alhamdulillah, we should try to avail the opportunity of fasting as well in this month, especially when in the hadith of Tabarani, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that one related from Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, that one fast of this month is expiation for 30 days of sins. So we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. In the past 6 or 7 discourses, we were trying to learn and enlighten ourselves regarding the darknesses or the zulumat and zulma which enters a person's body and dhat due to the different amals. Because we were discussing the topic of dream and dream interpretation, so it is mentioned in relevance to that, but by itself it is a great knowledge as well to know the dangers of violations, that when a person commits a makruh amal, a amal which is declared makruh by Sharia, there is a level of darkness which enters a person. If it is done out of forgetfulness, there is no sin upon the person, but still there is a very light type of darkness which still enters. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds a person is responsible, is different matter, and if a person being disobedient out of forgetfulness, still it is disobedient. But due to the mercy and rahmah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven us regarding that matter. But do remember that the poison does show the effect even if it is taken by mistake. But Allah Azza wa Jalla's mercy and fadl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows certain blessings upon the person, like Rasulullah mentioned in one of the hadiths narrated in Sahih Muslim, that Inna Allah Ta'ala tajawaza an ummati, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has waived from my ummah, or have overlooked from my ummah the waswas, the evil thoughts which shaitan inspires, or which a person thinks himself. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, from my ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has waived any punishment or sin until they manifest that thought or that evil whisper through speech or through action. So it is a great ease for us, especially this ummah of Rasulullah ﷺ and the Prophet ﷺ saying, Inna Allah Ta'ala tajawaza, is referring to that if Allah wants, He can hold accountable a person. لا يؤاخذكم الله باللغو في أيمانكم ولكن يؤاخذ بما كسبت قلوبكم. We read the fadl and ihsan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it becomes much easier for the servant to fight shaitan and nafs, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that on this front, if you fail, you are not failed until you manifest it through speech. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, in his lifetime, when companions, some of them, they had mentioned these matters to Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that they get evil thoughts and sinful thoughts. And Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said that if you feel constricted, you detest them, dislike them, this is a sign of Iman, this is a lamad of Iman. Iman ki nishani hai. Because you detesting them is an indication that there is Iman in you, because that's why you are detesting them. If there was no Iman, then you would have happily accepted them. And as we say, that the thief and the robber always, they go where there is the hope they will find some kind of treasure. They don't go and rob huts or empty places of dwelling. You know, they go to rob banks and houses of people because they hope there is something there. So when shaitan does invade people in a barrage of these evil thoughts, this is, rather than being upset, this is an indication that there is Iman in the person, and person should try to guard it and realize that not to manifest, not to extend the thought so that it becomes your speech or it becomes your amal. Allah Azza wa Jalla is merciful. Even if a person is forced to do any, even level of amal or speech, if he is forced to do and he does not like, still he is forgiven. In the Quran is mentioned that if someone is forced to say the kalima of kufr, this is not a thought, it is when practically or by speed they are forced to say kalima of kufr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِلَّا مَنْ أُكْرِهُ قَلْبُهُ مُطْمَئِنٌّ بِالْإِيمَانِ, that who is forced but his heart, his inner self is satisfied with Iman, that person does not become disbeliever. So imagine where a person does not have the ability to stay steadfast, or it is very, very hard, or a person just for fear of life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even has excused that person saying the kalimat of kufr. So what to say about the waswas? Obviously, if they're coming from shaitan, they're not within your power. So that's why in Surah Al-Nas, how Allah Azza wa Jal has taught us, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ, that we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala min sharri al-waswas al-khannas, from the waswas and the whispers of, from the evil of the waswas of the, and whispers of khannas. So here it's not said that min sharri min waswas al-khannas, but it is min sharri al-waswas, from the evil of the whispers, meaning the whispers will occur to the person. But a person is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when it will occur, but if it does occur, that I seek your refuge in the evil. The evil of the whisper is what? When the person will manifest it through tongue or through action, and when a person will extend it, so a person should not be upset very much that if a person is getting different kind of waswas, but rather focus on the reaction. This is an inner war which takes place, and this is how Shaitan approaches you and me. Everyone knows that he always does not come in front of us and say, do this or do that, but it is the means or the medium he uses is the waswas. The invitation he gives as his tools. So obviously invitation will come and a person is tested. And he will say this as well in the on the day of judgment. When Shaitan will make a speech, وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ هَذَا الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. When people will be there in the day of judgment, his followers, he will say very clearly to those people who will be thinking of blaming Shaitan, the Shaitan led us this, Shaitan led us to do this, Shaitan led us to do this. Shaitan leading to sin and misguidance. He is snake, and obviously snake will sting with poison. A person just blaming or repeating again and again, the snakes have poison in it, the snakes have poison in it, and the snake's tongue, snake and bite, scorpions, they have poison in it. It's no use. Obviously it's very well fact known that they have poison, and when they do actually attack the person. So a person should not blame Shaitan. He is blameworthy for his own actions, but it is not now or on the day of judgment, it's not going to be accepted as an excuse for our shortcomings. Remember that very carefully. It's not going to be accepted as an excuse or any justification of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, he does put waswas in the person. If a person wants to blame Shaitan, there is a way. If a person wants to blame Shaitan for misguidance that he leads people to, there is a way. The way is like Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, when he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the kingdom and the office in Egypt, and when his brothers came to him, now his brothers did what they did on basis of hasad and jealousy and tried to kill him, and they almost actually deprived him from their own point of view from every blessing being their brothers. Hazrat Yusuf, Joseph. But when the brothers came to him and asked forgiveness, he said, there is no blame upon you. La tasriba alaykum al-yawm. Don't hold you accountable. It is Shaitan who planned or who created the separation in us, what we did. So imagine Yusuf alayhi salam is saying Shaitan. So when other people do something wrong, your brothers, sisters, wife, husband, other people, then give them, rather than blaming the people, give them the benefit of actually that Shaitan is actually leading them, and have good opinion of the Muslim and the other people. Have good opinion. But when it comes to yourself, do not actually come with this justification at all. It won't benefit you. तो जब दूसरों से गलती हो तो फिर क्या है भाई शैतान ये तो अच्छे बंदे हैं शैतान उनको गलत साइड पे लेके जा रहा है अगर अपने पे गलती हो फिर ना वो मेरी गलती कोई नहीं शैतान मुझे गुमराह कर रहा है वो ले गया था اس سے کوئی فائدہ نہیں ہوا. زم نہ بینیفٹ. اینڈ دس از دا وے آف پائیس اینڈ رائٹس اینڈ انبیاء علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام. دیر از ون incident in the Quran which is self proof of this what I am saying. Shaitan went to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and Hazrat Hawa and he said very clearly, this Quran mentioned in Surah Al-A'raf, qasamahuma inni lakuma la minan nasihin. He swore by the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Adam alayhi salam and Hawa never went near the tree on their own accord, but Shaitan came and he said, وَقَاسَمَهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاسِحِينَ, that I swear by the name of Allah. When a person hears the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we do not have any value. But these people, Anbiya alayhi salam, awliya, and especially when there was no person, human being, before Hazrat Adam, first time he was hearing this, the qasam, or the swearing by the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe now as well, people, we become deceived by people. Where there, even the Nabi would never think that anyone could lie, or anyone could lie upon the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a hadith in Sahih Bukhari where Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Jesus Christ, may peace be upon him, saw a person stealing with his own eyes. He saw a person stealing with his own eyes. Isa alayhi salam ne apni aankhon se dekha ek banda chori kar raha hai. To aapne farmaya, tumne ye kyun chori karte ho? Chori mat karo. Do not actually steal. So he said to the Prophet of Allah, Ruhullah, by Allah, I have not done it. اللہ کی قسم میں نے نہیں کی. آئی ہیو ناٹ ڈن. ان صحیح بخاری حدیث مینشن دیٹ عیسیٰ علیہ السلام سیڈ آفٹر دیٹ, سر یس یو آر ٹروتھ فل, تم سچے ہو. مائی آئیز ہیو بین ڈیسیوڈ, میری آنکھوں نے دھوکہ کھا لیا ہے. کہ اللہ کی قسم مسلمان مسلم ڈز ناٹ ایکچولی سویئر فالس آؤٹ اور بائی دا نیم آف اللہ سبحانہ. انہوں نے ہو سکتا ہے مجھے دھوکہ ہو گیا, دیٹ آئی ہیو سین رانگ. اٹ از ناٹ ایکچولی دیٹ ہی واز لائنگ ناؤز بلّہ عیسیٰ علیہ السلام دیٹ مائی آئیز آر مین, ہی واز ایکچولی شوئنگ ہز ریئلٹی ایکچولی دیٹ یس از پاسبل آئی ہیو ناٹ سین اٹ بٹ دس مسلم بٹ ہی واز لائنگ, اگر وہ جھوٹ بول رہا ہے. تو شیطان نے قسم کھائی, وقاسمہما انی لکما لمن الناصحین, کہ میں قسم کھاتا ہوں. اس نے کہا کہ آئی ایم آف یور ویل وشرز اینڈ تمہارے خیر خواہوں میں سے ہوں, قسم اللہ کی میں تمہارے خیر خواہوں میں سے ہوں. یہ درخت کا پھل کھا لو. وین یو ایٹ اینڈ واٹ ہی سیڈ مینٹ واز دیٹ دس لک یو ہیو ٹو ایٹ ان جنہ, یو ڈرنک, یو ہیو ادر نیڈز وچ دا باڈی ہیو سم ٹائم, سم not some there were some still they ate, they drank, they had relationship like a husband and wife. So he said that if you eat the fruit of this tree, tab ye khaloge to antakuna min al malakain, tum farishte ban jaoge, you will be stripped from all these humanistic and physical needs, and you will be able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like the angels do. So they never actually went near the tree with shahwa or anything as such actually. But how he did actually say it to them was truly antakuna min al malakain wa takuna min al khalidin. He said two things, that you will become angel like angels, that this you need to eat the fruits of the tree. You need to drink, and you need to have sexual relations, and you have other physical limitations. یہ جتنے بھی انسانی کمزوریاں ہیں یہ ساری ختم ہو جائیں گی, تم فرشتے بن جاؤ اور اللہ کی عبادت 24 hours تم بغیر without any human need, without any physical need, you will be able to worship Allah. And not only that, because this body is going to perish. Ye jism khatam ho jayega. Aw takuna min al-khalidin, you will become people living, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forever and ever and ever. Because if you think there's no need for shahwa for in Adam alayhi salam, for any desire to go towards the tree because of the nafsani or the desire, because Adam alayhi salam did not have an evil nafs, nafse ummara. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam have highest level of nafs and they are masoom. Plus they were getting everything, they had the most beautiful person in their life, wife. And Hawa was very, very beautiful. Still now, تو بہت زیادہ خوبصورت تھے. جنت میں ساری نعمتیں تھیں. They did not need the tree, but only thing which led them to there was shaitans. This is only one thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrated. Allah Zawajal knows how many things, what He has said to them more. Mentioned in other parts of the Quran as well. But one thing we definitely find is this fact that He said that you will be stripped of the humanistic tendencies and you will become like angels and worship, you will be able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like angels. Like sometimes we also think the angels, how lucky they are that they are worshipping Allah azza wa jal, they are sinless creation. They are, for the fact that this is true. Then Adam alayhi salam, when they went near that tree, so I'm saying this to actually convey a point to you regarding the who to blame, shaitan, the other person, or yourself. So when Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam went near that tree, Allah azza wa jalla said, نادهم ألم نهاكما عن تلكما الشجرة وقل لكما إن الشيطان لكما عدو مبين. Did I not prohibit you to go near that tree? I say the shaitan is your, one of your open enemies. Now both of them, they had the very justifiable excuse. उनके पास बहुत बड़ा एक बहाना है, एक एक्सक्यूज था. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is witness. He has said that Adam fanasiya Adam. Adam forgot. Falam najid lahu azma. There was no any trace of any resolve or any intention to sin or any intention to disobey. Fanasiya Adam najid lahu azma. Koi azm, irada nahi tha. So Quran is itself testifying that they had very justifiable excuse, saying, Ya Allah, we did never wanted to disobey you, but rather we wanted to become more closer to you. But it was Shaitan who said, I am your well-wisher and I will do this and I will do this, and we did. But they never said this. As soon as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this, they did not mention Shaitan. Very straightforwardly they said, قَالَ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. That our Lord, we have wronged, we have done zulm on ourselves. Ourselves, they blame themselves. وَلَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا. Not blaming anyone. Nor Hazrat Adam was blaming like in some books or is mentioned or in a Bible or whatever, that Hazrat Hawa is to blame. Na'udhu Billah, in Islam there is nothing like this. And any report found is not authentic according to Ahadith. Nor they, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam did not blame Hawa. Me and you being so ingratitude and paying ingratitude and being so much having an attitude towards our mother Hazrat Hawa after 14 or thousands and thousands of years, we are saying, no, it was the fault of Hazrat Hawa. It was the fault of Hazrat Hawa, the Eve. She is our mother. Dekhe, mother se to koi mistake, in actual fact, ho bhi jai, if a mistake occurs from mother, actually, it doesn't befit the son to actually mention it. And on this part, it has not occurred. Note, the husband was the first person to blame. But Hazrat Adam alayhi salam did not blame. Hazrat Adam ne Hawa ko nahi blame kiya. Aap ne mujhe khilwaya. Unhone shaitan ko bhi blame nahi kiya. Nor they blame shaitan. Nor has Hawa alayhi salam blamed Adam alayhi salam. Nor she blamed Hazrat Adam, nor she blamed shaitan. Unhone nahi kiya. But we, after centuries and millenniums, we become such faithful son of Adam and Hawa, that blaming them, and also but especially blaming Hazrat Hawa, our mother, he is not the character of a good son to do that. Unhone nahi kiya. That's why in English, one of the root words they have said actually, that evil has come from Eve. They say that she was the source of evil. Firstly, she went towards evil. So evil jo hai wo idhar se bani hui hai. The Eve. Well, they are free. Anyhow, they straightforwardly, they said that we have wronged ourselves, both of them. They did not direct blame. So this indicates to us that any person, until day of judgment, if they do any mistake, whoever misleads them or becomes a means to that mistake or that sin, if they are true people, followers of Anbiya, Islam, or they want to rectify themselves, they should direct all the blame to themselves rather than other people. Other people and shaitan. It's not going to benefit. People will come up with blaming kubara, meaning the leaders of times. In the Quran is mentioned very clearly. They will say, we were the zu'afa, these were the leaders. When Allah actually punish them, give them double punishment. But this is not going to be accepted. Now look at the other behavior. Opposite to it, shaitan and shaitanic behavior. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very straightforward said to shaitan, usjud li Adam, Adam ko sajda karo. Sajda, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking. Now, he did not do sajda due to actually his own weakness and his own shortcoming and from his evil. No, shaitan, imagine. No, shaitan came to mislead shaitan. Jab shaitan tha hi nahi, when there was no shaitan, who misled? As Imam Ibn Kasir said, his name was Izazil. Iblis ka naam jo hai, in earlier, before he became Iblis and shaitan, his name was Izazil. Angel-like name. Meaning as well. So his name was Izazil. But if we shaitan mislead, who misled shaitan? Shaitan ko kisne gumrah kiya? Aur shaitan to tha hi nahi. There was no shaitan. Usko kisne gumrah kiya? No one. Except himself. His nafs. Uski apne aapne. His own nafs actually. He just actually said, I do not want to do it. So meaning the nafs. So nafs has 18 different meaning. Don't be confused by it in Quran. Quran mein nafs ke jo hai 18 mukhtalif matlab hai. In one of it is actually that it means desires and hawa of, and passions and evil passions. No, passions or desires, good or bad, they come there. Nafs does not determine it's good or bad. It only desires. I want this. I'm not concerned with attain lawfully or unlawfully. He's not concerned with that. He's only wants, he's hungry, I want food, however it is. Hunger upsets, it's just one fulfillment, it doesn't bother to that person, be it actually a woman, lawful, unlawful, up to the extent actually that people have actually had sexual activity in ancient times and now as well. You hear it now and with sisters and daughters as well to some extent. Nafs does not recognize any
what is his soul actually women. But it is the the means to recognize his intellect only if the intellect is under the dictation of revelation. By itself, intellect also will be misguided and misled. So the revelation, the intellect under the revelation, dictation of revelation, and then the nafs under the rule of intellect, then actually it can actually benefit the person, otherwise it won't. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do the sajda, ab usne sajda, no shaitan came. So who was the source? His evil self. Usme hasad tha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, abba wastakbara. Disobeying and kibr and hasad in him. For Adam alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَنَسِيَ وَلَمْ نَجِدْ لَهُ أَزْمَ. There is no blemish or trace of any evilness in Adam alayhi salam. Adam alayhi salam ke baatin mein koi burai, koi qatam, koi aisi nahi. Shaitan ke baatin ka Allah paak gawahi de rahe hain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, أَبَا وَاسْتَكْبَرَ. That there was kibr and there was also rebelliousness in him. And hasad. So he did actually disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to no other person came to misguide him. Koi aur shaitan nahi aya. Who misled him? His own nafs. So this means that the nafs is, the evil nafs is the mother of shaitan. Usne shaitan banaya hai. Shaitan came into existence actually through it. Shaitan is a jinn, it's not as he was not created as a devil or an evil thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created is good. But he then turned to evil them himself. So shaitan, that factory or that mother of the shaitan, who har ek mein hai, everyone has that. Me and you also have that. So it's very, very dangerous to matter. But it can create, or you may say, bring or turn anyone to shaitan, the nafs can, and every we all have that, which actually happened to him. He did not want, actually he was a very pious person apparently before, on the earth and in the heavens. Imagine no human being other than Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, other than the prophets, have been physically taken into heavens. He was the one person only who actually got there. Koi bhi kisi insaan ko bhi nahi wale, kisi aur jinn ko bhi nahi. They still go, the jinnat. Jinnat, they still go. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that there is no entry to the heavens for them now. Shayateen, they go. Rajumal li shayateen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Waqad zayyanna samaa'a dunya bi masabiha wa ja'alna rajumal li shayateen wa atadna lahum. They go, they have no access. But he was given access to first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, Asman, Samawat, and heaven. That's right. And there he did. So he did all the wrong things by himself. No, to Adam alayhi salam and Hawa, shaitan came, but to shaitan, no one came. Usse koi bhi nahi aaya. To usne khud, he did not say, Ana khairum minhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked, why do you do this? Why you did not do sajda? Ya Iblis, so ma manaka, what stopped you? What made you not do follow my command? Simply, I am made of fire. I am more superior. It is Adam al-Islam is made of dust. So now the intellect comes into action. You see, intellect without revelation, without under the dictation of revelation. Revelation was usjudu li Adam, sajda karo Adam ko. Wo thi wahi. It's a kind of ilham or wahi, or direct actually address of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through shaitan. But Nabi to us waqt the nahi. So it was an ilham, it was a direct command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through shaitan. Ye thi wahi. Now if it was the intellect of shaitan was under this revelation, different result. But his intellect did not go under this, although it came up with a good, with the argument, with the logical argument, But it was without, actually it was against, it left the guidance of revelation. أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ مَا بِهْتَرْهُمْ خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارِ. It is true, Allah said, did not say that you are not created from fire. Or you, Adam alayhi salam, is not from the dust. Or fire is better, or the dust is better. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not answer him to any of these matters. But now he was giving a justification. This means that when we use our intellect, when we know the revelation is saying one thing, wahi, or the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying one thing, no matter how much fancy ideas and logical explanation and which to our understanding, common sense explanation we have, it is all going to be a disaster. Like for him. So he came up with this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَخْرُوا كَدَفَعُوا جَوْ نِكَلْ جَوْ You expire from فَإِنَّكَ رَجِّيمْ يُلْعَنْتِ. Now, same thing happened, meaning that he did disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by himself. And he also put argument as well for himself. But what did he say? Adam alayhi salam said, قَالَ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. I have wronged myself. We have wronged him. Usne kaha, he said, قَالَ رَبِّ بِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي. Oh my Lord, because you have misled me. Imagine. Socho to see. कि शैतान ने जब शैतान से पूछा गया तो शैतान ने कहा कि ऐ मेरे रब क्योंकि आपने मुझे गुमराह किया है. यू हैव एक्चुअली लेड मी टू दिस मिस्टेक. इन वन वर्स ही सेड ला उगबी जन्ना हम आई विल मिसलीड ऑल ऑफ द ह्यूमैनिटी एंड जिन्ना لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. In another he said, لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. That I will make whatever's in the earth very fanciful and attractive and muzayyan for the people. So those people, always remember, if you find the world and worldly matters attractive and very much attractive, while being disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while being heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the world and the worldly matter, you should know very immediately that you are under the spell of shaitan. Because he said, Rabbi ma aghwaytani la uzayyinanna lahum fil ardi wa la ughbiyanna ajma'in. That I will make whatever is on earth look very attractive and beautiful for them. So on the earth, about everything on the earth, be it women, be it wealth, one is to utilize it to your necessities, and one is to have, actually it becomes muzayyan, so muzayyan that you put the commands of Allah and the teaching of Rasulullah behind your back, then immediately you should know that you are under the spell of shaitan. You are now seeing, in other words, you are seeing through the eyes of shaitan now. Ab tum shaitan ke zariye se duniya ko dekh rahe ho. You are seeing the world. You are not normal people. People you see outside, us and other people running, look, getting up 5 o'clock, people are going to work. All night people are working. Day people are working. And this running of cars, planes and everywhere, this rush you see, where are they going? Kahan wo ja rahe hain? Most of them, dunya is muzayyan for them. They are under the spell, they are not normal people. They are not in the original state. If they were, they would have acted differently. So they are possessed people. When people talk about devils possessing, that's not danger, or shayateen possessing people, or the jinnat possessing, that is not a danger possession. Because they say, this is a possessed person, he does not eat. This is a possessed person, he does not drink. This is a possessed person, he is behaving abnormally. That kind of possession, when jinnat influence person, that it is a very, you may say, minor type of harm to the person. اگر کسی کو جنات کا اثر ہے تو وہ اس کے دنیاوی نقصان ہے, تو اس کو دنیاوی نقصان ہو رہا ہے, مذہبی نقصان, دینی نقصان نہیں ہو رہا. It's an illness for that person. If it's that kind of possession, it is an illness for that person. That person's sins are being expiated and that person's reward is being increased. اس کا تو ثواب بڑھ رہا ہے, اس کے تو گناہ معاف ہو رہے ہیں. The shariat is waived from that person. Shariat اس کے ساتھ ہوں تو یہ بڑا عام اس کو نقصان. We think this is possession, but the worst and the most dangerous possession is when a person is committing sins and leads sinful life and has a sinful mindset and is heedless. That is the dangerous kind of possession, because other kind of possession only harms your worldly life and that is for only limited time. But this kind of possession will harm your eternal life, meaning forever and ever. You can harm it. So those people who come in this, they should know very well they are under possession. They might think they are not under possession. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yahsabuna annahum yahtadun. They think they are guided people. They think they are normal. They are the, because they earn a lot of money or they have social status as such, they think they are very, very good and successful people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no. Yahsabuna, they only have this idea that they are, but they are not. الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا. It's not mentioned very clearly in the Quran. So these people who you see, be it yourself or other, they are possessed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, من يعش عن ذكر الرحمن يقيد له الشيطان فهو له قريب. وَإِنَّهُمْ لَيَسْتَدُّونَهُمْ لِلسَّبِيلِ وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. مَنْ يَعْقِلِيَ الْأَزْمَنِ وَمَنْ يَعْشُ. Whoever will do iraz from the zikr of Rahman, from the zikr of Allah, from the nasiha of Allah, from the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever will turn his face away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَقَيِّدْ لَهُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will point a shaitan for that person. نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ الشَّيْطَان فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينَ. And he becomes his friend. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهُمْ لَيْسُدُّونَ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ. They stop him from the path of guidance, from the path of وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّ مُهْتَدُونَ. And they think they are successful people and guided people, and they are the worst kind of people, because they don't even know they have forgot, they have lost the way. There are two kinds of travelers and people who lost the way. One is when once you are going on the motorway, that you know you've taken the wrong turning and you're going the wrong direction. Ek to aapko pata ho. Dusre kind of travel wo hai, usko pata hi nahi, he doesn't know. He thinks he's right. He's going the right direction. He's going the right way, right route. Ab usko kaun wapas hai? Who is going to bring that person back? Jo samajhta hai ki main sahi ja raha hu. وہ تو دبا دب 100 miles per hour وہ جاتا جائے گا, further and further. The more he thinks he is going towards success, the more actually he is away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from the truth. So these are possessed people by shaitan, who actually, when the sign of that is their life is full of sins, ghafla, heedlessness. They are not awake, sleeping people. تو یہ بہرحال میں نے آپ کو بتایا, I was saying to you, کہ شیطان said to اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی, ربی بما اغویتنی, my Lord, because you have misguided me and you have led me astray. So he put the blame on Allah عزوجل rather than himself. شیطان نے الزام اللہ پاک پر دے دیا, آدم علیہ السلام نے اپنے اوپر لے لیا. And see the end and see the result of it. Adam alayhi salam became the Khalifa, and still the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he became the wretched person forever and ever and ever. Mesha ke liye wo badbakht ban gaya, the shaitan, kyunki usne ilzam. So now as well, you see this reality, do anything you do wrong, or I do wrong, mistakes we do, You will see same mentality, shaitanic mentality now in action as well. It's not at that time. Now, I did not do it. I did not want to. It was this person. This brother said this. This woman came out of, wasn't wearing hijab. That's why I looked at her. This actually person did this. That's why I did. I didn't want to do. He said this to me. You see this mentality now as well. And person should know that you are following your master, shaitan, if you are actually of that his follower. You are following یعنی شیطان کو جو جس بندے نے آقا بنا لیا he is following his footsteps and Allah سبحانہ وتعالی لا تتبعوا یا ایھا الذین آمنوا لا تتبعوا خطوات الشیطان don't follow the footsteps of شیطان do not what are his footsteps are mentioned in the Quran Allah سبحانہ وتعالی mentioned the footsteps of شیطان and footsteps of actually رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم as well in the Quran And footsteps of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam as well. The whole group, Hizbullah, the group of the party of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Hizb al-Shaytan and the lead party of Shaytan, their footsteps and their mindsets and their ideas are very, very clear there. Hizb al-Shaytan and Hizbullah. So now as well, if you have this kind of mind, those people can never have, can actually perform tazkiyah or they can be purified. Who have this mentality of blaming others. So stay blaming the society. The society is doing this, people are doing this. And you alone, if you can stand, you can be successful. With you is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, angels, the help of Allah, or everything. You are not alone. It's only, apparently you see alone, like you are maybe a minority. The sun looks a minority to the earthly people. The stars look majority as majority. Although the stars are bigger than the sun, but for earthly people, from their point of view, the sun is minority. Suraj jo hai, wo ek hai. Sitare bohot hai. Lekhan dekhe, wo jab wo ek wo nikalta hai, when alone it rises, sitare nazar hi nahi aate, you cannot see the stars from earth. Wo ek hi kafi hai. Ab zyada sitare hon, to kya They know you then. Similarly, it doesn't matter who you are, minority or majority. Minority, if you are actually a sun, agar aap suraj ho, with the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, light of Allah is actually radiating from you, you are sun alone. You don't need actually star. Sun of guidance. Tum khud hi suraj ho. Tumhe sitaron ki kya parwa, wo zyada hai. Wo zyada hai, phir bhi wo, unka wo darja, wo nahi jo suraj ka hai. And that is only apparently. While Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَاهُ وَجِبْرِيلُ وَصَالِحَ الْمُؤْمِنُ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ زَهِيرٌ You are not alone. Allah is with you. Angels are with you. Countless angels. And pious, righteous people of the past, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, you are alone. It is only a test for you. And as I said, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran very frequently, وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ mentioned that the majority is not going to be guided all the time. Most of the time in the world, there will be majority is going to be misled, going on the wrong path. Only one time they will become majority, that is when Hazrat Isa alayhi wasalam come in Imam Mahdi near the end of time, once all the world is going to become. That's only for a limited number of years as well. Woh bhi kuch sirf jo hai, thode arse ke liye. Only for a limited number. Then again they're going to go back to their own ways, evil ways again back. Then only day of judgment is going to come upon those people. So it will change. So those people who are saying that we are very upset because the world is not actually becoming under the rule of Islam, and we are upset, and depressed for that. No, actually, when Rasulullah when he passed away, was all the world under the influence of Islam. Jab aap par Islam ne wafat payi, to kya sari duniya Musliman hogi? Caesar or Kisra, Caesar and other powers of the world, they came after they were conquered, and still now as well, they are the most of the world. Non-Muslim are in majority. 1 in 5 person is a Muslim, or maybe 1 in 4, but still they are majority. and it will remain. But in time of Isa, it's going to happen. But again, actually, very soon after his death, again, it's going to happen. Because this is we are in the arena of test. And the majority being misguided is a sign that majority is failing the test set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Majority is not actually gaining. So if you are gaining, if you can swim, it is not a wise thing, because other people of your household or locality, they are drowning, you drown as well, even if you can swim. No one says this. A flood aa gaya kahin, some flood has come. You can swim, two people can swim out of 10. So this is a very negative mentality that they say, because others are drowning. Dusre doob rahe hain, jinko aath ko tairna nahi aata, mujhe nahi aata, main bhi doob jaun, I also drown. But what is a good mentality is, tum agar tair sakte ho, you can swim, try to save another one who is drowning, rather than drown yourself as well. To khud bhi doob jao, usse to behtar hai ki isko jo hai, kam az kam khud jo hai, wo tairo, wo dusre ko bhi bachao. To is duniya mein isi tarah rahega mamla, that's how it's going to be. Even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in the day of judgment, there will be Anbiya al-Islam, 10 people will be with them. There will be Anbiya al-Islam wa salam, Nabi aayenge, 10 bandes ummati honge. Ek aayega jiske saath 3 honge. One prophet will come, he will have 2. One prophet will come, he will have 1. Wo bhi successful hai. One will come, ek aayega jiske paas koi bhi nahi. There is no one. So it doesn't matter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, تِلْكَ أُمَّةٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ. یہ امتیں ہیں, they come and go, have passed, امت as well. لَهَا مَا قَسَبَ, for them is whatever they have sown or what they have done. ان کے لئے وہی ہے جو انہوں نے بویا, وہ چیز کاٹیں گے. وَلَكُمْ مَا قَسَبْتُمْ, you, for you it is what you do قَسَبْ, what you earn. وَلَا تُسْأَلُونَ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ, I am not going to ask you for what they have been doing. So Allah SWT is not going to ask you, for example, what other people, for example, what President Bush is doing. He will be asked himself by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah usko puchenge, we gave you what Saddam Hussein has been doing or what other people have been doing. Allah will, Allah pa puchenge, they will be held accountable for the minutest thing. The leaders are very, very much responsible people, they should be. But for me and you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask what you have been doing. تم کیا کرتے رہے ہو, تم گھر میں کیا کرتے رہے ہو, how you have been living life, how was your financial life, were you earning haram or halal, how was your social life, how was your family life, what were the seasons of your heart and mind, کیا موسم تھے آپ کے دل اور دماغ کے, seasons of remembrance of Allah, what did engage your mind, that's what you are going to be asked. You only have the responsibility. Man ra'a minkum munkaran, whoever has seen any bad thing, they should actually try to prohibit it and try to stop it according to their own ability. Sometime with power, according to what power you have, sometime with the speech, tongue, and sometime just actually you have to dispel and detect it with the heart. So we, alhamdulillah, mentioned the 8 darjat of zulmat. How many? 8 darjat of zulmat, 8 degrees of zulma which enters the person, body and heart as well, when a person commits a makruh amal, a haram amal, or actually they have something wrong with their aqidah. And aqidah is actually, as I said, there are 2 kinds of aqidah. One is called aqidah khafifa, and other is aqidah thaqila. Aqidah khafifa is those aqaid, if a person have those wrong, they will be sent into fire of hell, but not forever. So, for example, a person who, there are firq or fiqh of Islam, for example, who do not believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be seen. So this is not such aqidah that they are going for hell forever and ever. No, any Muslim scholar has said this, that whoever, they have their own opinion derived how they have. So aqidah khafifa, this is also so the first level of darkness, the most thin one or the light one, is for makruh amal, then for haram amal, then for aqidah khafifa. Then there is aqidah thaqila. Aqidah thaqila is that aqidah for that which a person will be sent for hell forever and ever. Hamesha ke liye pata jahannam mein toh toga. To wo 8 darje hain uske 8. Nova darja jo hai, the ninth one, remember the ninth one, the ninth level of darkness, the ninth level of darkness, and darkness which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا أَخْطَأَ خَطِيئَةً نُكِتَتْ فِي قَلْبِهِ نُكْتَةٌ سَوْدَى. That when a person does commit mistake and sin, there appears a nukta, a darkness in the person. So that zulmat enters a person's full body when me and you do. So from ayah ke nova darja jo hai, the ninth level, wo zulmat hai jo zaat par aan Hazrat sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki zaat ke mutalliq jahle basir ki wajah se dakhil hoti hai. Imagine the highest level, there are 10 levels, but the ninth level of zulmat is that which enters a person if a person have a wrong aqidah or ignorant about the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is the highest level of darkness which enters. Maslan ye koi ya koi aan Hazrat sallallahu alayhi wasallam ke bare mein aisi sifat ka aqeeda rakhe jo dar haqeeqat mein aap mein nahi payi jaye. For example, if someone keeps or believes regarding a certain aqeeda or certain sifat which were not present in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's certain beliefs he has regarding Prophet ﷺ, which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not actually have those or possess those, or it did not befit his personality. But this is, as I said, aqidah he has jahle basid, that he is such person that if he is informed of that your aqidah is wrong, he will correct himself. So this is a light type of darkness, jahle basid. Kyun? Why? This darkness will be, ye zulmat ma qabal ki zulmat se zyada, it will be, even the darkness of this will be more severe than aqidah thaqila. Why? Kyunki aan Hazrat sallallahu alaihi wasallam Allah ka darwaza hai. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the door to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aur jo darwaze se nawaqif hoga, aur usse barja, whoever will be unaware, or will not know the door, where is the door of the house, اور اس سے بھٹک جائے گا تو وہ گھر میں کبھی نہ داخل ہو سکے گا. Whoever will forget about the door and will become stray, he will never be able to enter the house. Because رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is the door to اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی. وہ آپ دروازہ ہیں اللہ کے. کیونکہ آن حضرت صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نہ ہوتے تو نہ تو ہمارا ایمان باللہ درست ہوتا. سیدنا عبدالعزیز دبارہ اللہ saying that if رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم was not there, he did not come and we did not know him, our iman billah would not even be correct. Iman regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not be even correct. Iman billah durust na hota, na hi dunya akhirat ki koi balai durust, nor any goodness of this world on hereafter we could have received. So we were saying that what level of darkness person have in his body, the dream he is going to see, خواب جو آئے گا, it will be distorted according to the level. So this will be the highest person up to the level which we have mentioned, that his dream will be upside down or something like this. So for example, let's say اس کی مثال ہے کہ کوئی شخص خواب میں دیکھے کہ وہ جوان ہو گیا ہے حالانکہ وہ دراصل بوڑھا تھا. If a person sees that he is in youthful age while he is old person, a person who is in 60s, 70s, and he sees that he is young. وہ خواب میں دیکھتا ہے. He is young. وہ دیکھتا ہے. حالانکہ وہ دراصل بوڑھا, while he is old age. So we have covered many examples. So آپ کا کیا خیال ہے? What do you think? This interpretation, this dream will mean. A person who is old, but he sees himself as young in the dream. So what is it referring? What is the dream meaning. Brother Ghulam Ali. Brother Ghulam Ali. Brother Ghulam Ali. جی ہاں اچھا کیش ہاں دس از ریفرنگ ٹو اے پرسن ہو سی از ہمسیلف یگ وائل ہی از اولڈ اینڈ ہی از لیول آف ظلم ہز لیول آف ڈارکنیس regarding the qaid, regarding sins, or Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a higher level. This is indicating toward that he will attain lot of dunya, but he will not use it in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wo usko bahut sari dunya hasil hogi, lekin wo Allah ki farmabardari mein na hasil. Why? How is it given? Because the bhadape ki halat ka ishara jo hai, the old age is indicating towards faqr, toward poverty, and the youth here actually is referring to wealth or maaldari. Kyunki budhapa jo hai ye, kyunki badi umar ho rahi hoti hai bande ki, ye faqr ki taraf ishara hai, aur jawani amarat ki taraf, paise ki taraf ishara hai. To jawani jo hai ye maaldari ki taraf, he will be a wealthy person. And because actually it is referring to actually dunya, and dunya is like Rasulullah said, the love of dunya, hubbu dunya rasu, is actually dunya ki mohabbat har gunah ki jad hai. So this is referring to actually that he will won't use this dunya, because he is referring to dunya, he won't use this dunya ko paise maal daulat ko Allah ki farmabardari mein istemal nahi karega, ek kaam nahi karega. تو دیکھیں وہ کس طرح کی خواب ہے. واٹ از اٹ مین؟ خواب صرف اس نے دیکھا ہے بوڑھے کو. پہلے بتایا تھا کہ ایک بندے نے بوڑھا جوان کو دیکھا, اٹ مینٹ ایمان اینڈ دا پرسن ہمسیلف. یو سی ہاؤ دی ڈریم دیٹ دے چینج. تو یہ ہوگی نواں درجہ, دس از دا نائنتھ لیول آف ڈارکنیس. تو ہم ختم کرتے ہیں. اینی کوشچن, کوئی بات کرنی ہے, اینی یو وانٹ ٹو آسک, یو کین آسک. ادر وائز وی ریسائٹ دی ماسورات ہیں, مسنون اذکار پڑھتے ہیں. یہ کچھ پوچھنا ہے؟ تھینک یو. یس سر. یس یس اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ. یس.